In the house tonight at WWM with Milwaukee's Delta Routine. New album called Cigarettes and Caffeine Nightmares. I think we've all had those. We're going to do a kind of an unplugged session here a little bit, maybe half and half, in the next few minutes or so. First of all, guys, thanks for coming in and doing this. Your life is going to be kind of hectic for like the next 6 weeks, so we appreciate on your last night off probably coming in and sitting here with us. Appreciate
no problem.
It. No problem.
Very good
Thank
to be
you.
Here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, the album cover for Cigarettes and Caffeine Nightmares is this big old ashtray full of cigarette butts and one burning in the ashtray. Once upon a time, that was normal, but you pick it up now and you go, ew,
yeah.
Gross.
For sure.
But you know what? It kind of conveys what this album sounds like to me. Now, I don't know if that's intentional or not, but we were talking earlier, Mike and I were talking, that this album is kind of, I called it low-tech, because it's got that gritty kind of retro sound to it. So is it all by design?
No, actually, that album cover was super last minute. Just kind of like we needed album art, so I took a camera to my apartment and just started taking pictures. So all of those pictures are just – and my power was out that night. So my whole apartment, Billy's power went out. So I was using candlelight to kind of light areas of my living room, and it just kind of ended up with that. I do feel the same way, though. I think it really does have that – it gives it that grit. You know, it definitely in nowadays age, it is very very disgusting, you know, to see, you know, to see something like that. And but my apartment is not the most beautiful space.
Well, we don't have to elaborate on that one. I did mention the low tech kind of feel, the gritty, the retro kind of feel to that. It's very heartland, very rock and roll sounding, and personally, I love it. How did you guys manage to maintain that theme across like a dozen songs? And whoever wants to jump in on this one, go right ahead, because we got, you know, five of you in the room here. How about the producers?
Yeah, I mean, it was well, pretty accidental even, you know. I mean,
some of it was, could be considered archival. There was some leftover good material from the effort before. The title is escaping me now.
Yeah, more about
that in
you.
Later.
More about you.
More about you. But there was some. So we wondered about that, and we wanted to. Originally, I think it was going to be an EP, and then I just figured we could go further with it. It could be serviced better as a full length. That's always the advantage. So we had this stuff that was from just the period before, and then stuff brand new. So it's kind of a nice collection of that bridge.
Yeah, and half of the album was recorded in our River West studio, and it's not a very good studio. So some of that grit just comes from the lack of having good enough equipment to make it sound very, you know, that good. You know,
chambers in a medieval sense.
Yeah.
Was really, there were chains on the walls and just things, creatures, cans, thousands of cans everywhere.
Thousands of cans.
So yeah, there was actually a striking contrast between the one space we did stuff in and then the other space, because the other one was just a big factory, yeah. Empty factory. Mm-hmm. So,
and we went down and did to the factory in Barrington, Illinois, and just set up in the warehouse. I don't even know what you'd call this room, but and. I think a lot of those songs that we did there, which include like I Wait Alone, Switchblade, Cigarettes and Caffeine Nightmares, the title track, that room captured a lot of, you know, it was a great, great room to be in. I know that, you know, from the minute we heard those back, we were like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And all those takes, unlike all the other takes, those were all done live.
Right.
So it was just live band setting. Mm-hmm. We're all playing at the same time rather than dropping in our parts.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that contributes to that raw
sound. Definitely.
Well, let's give people a dose of what we're talking about here. And I want to set up this first song just a little bit, because I'm a fan of great opening lines to a song that kind of set the stage for the rest of the song. And this song of yours, I Won't Wait, starts out exactly like that. The first two lines set the whole mood for the song. You know, it's, you know, I wait alone, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wait alone.
I
yeah.
wait alone while you're loving somebody else.
Yeah.
And then when I find someone else, you know, it's, yep. it just sets the whole mood of the song. So let's do that one first off tonight. Have you, you want to set up some more or not?
No, I probably, you know, stuff that I should probably not say about this.
Might get in trouble. Okay.
You did write it, correct? Okay, you're the author.
All right, let's listen to I Wait Alone from Delta Routine here on WUWM at night.
Tomorrow's calling, then there ain't no falling back to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I wait along while y'all in love with someone else. You you go, but tomorrow's calling, baby, then there ain't no falling back to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, tomorrow's come, baby, then there ain't no falling back to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah.
Delta Routine with us tonight in the studio. That was I Wait Alone. The new album is called Cigarettes and Caffeine Nightmares. And the grind begins tomorrow night at Hotel Foster. CD release party.
Yes, it does. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's we really like Hotel Foster a lot. We're playing with two really good bands, Hero Jr. out of Indianapolis and a band out of Milwaukee called We Are Your Father. And show's going to start at 9 o'clock. Hero Jr. goes on first. We're going to be in the middle just because it's our CD release party, and I kind of want to party a little bit. So we'll probably be on it between 10 and 10:30. Okay. And then we'll rock the rest of the night away with We Are Your Father. So it should be a cool night.
So is everybody up for the next 5 or 6 weeks on the road here?
Can't wait.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Nothing like living
can't
out wait. Of a van, right?
Yeah, so. we just got a trailer, so we're looking forward to having a little bit of room in the van. Yeah. So
good. Making exciting. Moves.
Now, you guys have been together for, what, 5 or 6 years now?
Yep.
Something like that?
Actually, if you count, like, playing in a basement in front of no one, it's about 7 years.
Okay.
And me and Kyle, the original members, have been playing together, so.
Okay. All that time you guys have been, you know, pushing and grinding and practicing and getting better and getting perfect along the way. Now, with a quality record like this, do you think you're ready to, and going out on tour, ready to make that move to local act to regional act, you know, the next step in the tier?
I hope so. I mean, definitely. Did you just go like this?
Yeah. I was just going to say never been more ready.
Yeah, no doubt. We're trying our hardest. You know, we're doing it. We're getting on the road, you know, sending out the album to everybody. So hopefully people hear it. And, you know, and that is the big – I think that's one of the hardest steps to take is really – get away from that stigma of being this local band, mm-hmm. especially in your yeah. hometown when you've been here forever, you know.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the next step, you know, and just get out of here and play the rest of the country and hopefully even across the seas pretty soon. So
got enough striped shirts, brother?
I have enough striped shirts more. So we can do like a month straight. I won't have to do laundry. It'll be great.
Well, pardon this metaphor, but you've gone through this process of writing, arranging, producing, recording, mixing, mastering this whole beautiful product. Is that kind of like going through a whole pregnancy and then giving birth to this product, and now you're taking this kid out on the road to play?
That is one of the best analogies I've ever heard.
Well, I would know. I'm not a female. But it's probably like passing a kidney stone, I think, is more like it.
Yeah, that's the male version of giving birth, by the way.
Although, you know, it's like I always tell, you know, everybody that this really is, that's the fun, this is the fun part, like the actual production of the record is the fun part. And the promotion of the record is where, that's where it's just so hard to get it out there, and you just got to time it, and you got to have some luck, and you got to pay some money to some publicists, and you got to, so recording it is fun. It really is, mm-hmm. even though it is torturous.
It is. Especially with my colleagues.
Like well, we definitely wish you guys all the luck in the world and
thank
success.
Thank you so much.
Not only the next few weeks touring the Midwest, but in time
for
to
sure.
come. And when you come back here, we'll come see you again.
All right.
For sure. Once again, tomorrow night at Hotel Foster, 9 o'clock is showtime. It's the CD release party for Cigarettes and Caffeine Nightmares. And let's play one more song here before you guys go. New York Avenue?
Perfect.
Monopoly reference. I'll buy New York Avenue for you.
Actually, it's actually the line is I'll buy a New York
oh,
Avenue.
Oh, a New York Avenue. Okay.
So it's, you know, think of it like the whole avenue, you know, it's, what, 11 avenues or something
yeah,
you
okay.
know, in New York. And it'd be pretty hard to buy a whole avenue for somebody, but
it's going to be easy.
But that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get some money together.
You're going to be there soon, too, right?
Yeah, we're going to be in New
November?
York. In November. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
buy it.
Buy it. For sure.
All right, New York Avenue from Delta Routine. Thanks a lot.
Thank
appreciate
you so
guys
much.
Being here.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Thank
thanks.
You.
For 7 years, not much else to do. I don't know where I ought to be, but I know you do. Well, I'd do anything for you. Lie by shiny diamonds, no. I'd buy New York Avenue for you. Wait every single day to hear every word you say. I don't care if my friends laugh at me at all. I'd do anything for you. I'd buy shiny diamonds, no. I'd buy New York Avenue for you. For you, oh, oh. I'd do anything for you. I'd do anything for you, oh, oh. I'd do anything for you. Ooh. Ooh. Wait for you for 7 years. Not much else to do. I don't know where I ought to be, but I know you do. I'd do anything for you. I'd buy shiny diamonds, no. I'd buy New York Avenue for you. I'd do anything for you. I'd buy shiny diamonds, no. I'd buy New York Avenue for you. For you.